No, we wouldn't say we are justified, because what the law says is that when you're going into public office, like a parliamentarian or a president, you have to declare your assets. So what the president did, the current president, was that she declared her assets when she came into power as the vice president. And you know how she turned, how she ascended to the presidency. It was at the demise of the former head of state, that's the late Professor Bingham Tariga. So there is no need at the moment for her to redeclare her assets, because she has just been moved from one office to the other.
Some are saying that the president missed an opportunity with her fight against graft by refusing. What is your stance on that?
No, it is not against the law if she does not redeclare her assets. As you're putting it, that she may scope if she simply declares her assets again. But you have to also know that if the law does not demand a redeclaration of the assets, then it would be against the law to go and declare again when the law does not demand that.
What should Malawians expect in this new year?
We are already making progress in our economic recovery process. So this year, we expect to see very many developments taking place because of the stand that we have taken on our economic recovery plan. It is a plan that has been developed with time frame, that during within such a number of months, we should deliver projects ABC. So all those sectors that are involved in the implementation of this plan have been given priority projects that will have to be implemented, and most of them will have to be implemented within the 2013. So the expectations will be that we're going to implement those projects, which will in turn bring back our economy on the right foot.
A series of demonstrations are being planned because they are claiming that the president is not doing enough to jumpstart the economy, revitalize the economy, to create jobs for the people and all that. How is the government engaging them to ensure that the economic growth that the president is working on is not hampered by these activities?
We had demonstrations in Malawi against the former government in July 2011. And during those demonstrations, all civil society organizations, church groups, were involved. This time around, 98% of the civil society organizations are against the demonstrations. This is an indication that it's not a national consensus, it's not a national feeling that demonstrations are the option to be taken as of now. Because Malawians are hopeful, Malawians are optimistic. They have seen where we are coming from. Where we were 8 months ago, Malawians know pretty well, is not where we are now. We have a dream. We are moving into the future with hope, and it is our hope that is keeping us strong. So Malawians know that it's not time for demonstrations yet, but as you know, we are in a political era where people would want to score politically using demonstrations. But I can assure you, the atmosphere is quiet, and as government, we are engaging. We have invited them to a talk, to a round table, where we can hear their concerns and possibly find a way out other than that of going to the streets and demonstrate, because it's really disturbing to some of the economic processes that are taking place now.